You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Hello, One of Us listeners. My name is Nick. You may recognize my voice from One of Us shows such as The Screener Squad, The Final Watch series, and occasionally The Breakfast Pub. Recently, I ventured into the world of audiobooks and created my own production company, Mercs with Mics, which so far has been quite successful. The bad news is that's a little too successful for me to actually keep up with the workload on. So I'm looking for some freelance audio editors to help me out with some basic editing. Things like editing out flub takes, loud breathing between dialogue, and the elimination of clicks and pops and other artifacts that might end up on the audio. Payment would start at the rate of $70 per full hour of edited audio. I'm also looking for narrators, with a decent home recording setup, and at least some previous experience in acting. If you are interested in either of these positions, please contact me at mercswithmics@gmail.com. Thank you for your time, and a special thanks to all the listeners who support OneOfUs.net and keep this wonderful site going. You make me proud to be one of us.
OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net, keep the site and all of our great shows going, and get some terrific bonus content as well.
It was the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring except for these three sad sacks who had to watch this crappy movie, apparently.
I'm stirring.
It wasn't the worst thing I ever watched.
That's glowing praise in this movie's defense.
I felt like when I was like, you know, seven, where I'm like, oh, it's a movie, and then you finally figure out that movies can be bad.
Some people never learn that from my experience too, but I'm glad you did when you were young enough.
I wouldn't be on this podcast if I didn't learn that.
Well, hey everybody, this is the night before Christmas. Now, not night like the traditional poem, but this is night with a K, because
silent K.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm Justin, and I'm moderating this because, you know, like a lot of these Netflix ones, I didn't want to watch this because this looked dreadful from the trailer that I saw. But the people who did see it here are Bradley.
Hello.
Then we got Doggett.
Oh, baby, it's fucking cold outside. Doggett Buble here.
And we got Nathan here, too.
Hi there. No interesting introduction.
It's... you know, whatever you do would probably couldn't be any worse than what we had to watch here. So
it had more thought than the movie.
So why don't we just stop being around the bush? What is this movie about?
Time travel and fantasy and knights and maybe Vanessa Hudgens is maybe giving a bad lesson. I'm not sure.
Okay, can someone else explain it in a way that actually makes a coherent synopsis?
Okay, so back in the year 1300-something, Prince main protagonist... Ollie. His
Prince Circle
whisked away by an old crone to present day. Where does she live? Present day, New York.
Well, it's not New York.
It's filmed in Ontario, so I have to assume it's New York if they're using it as a substitute.
Yeah, so. They usually use Ontario for New York a lot. Or, anyways, so he meets Vanessa Hutchinson, who is a teacher who somehow lives in a giant house and has a guest house in the backyard, because, you know, we all know that teachers get paid so well. And they fall in love.
Well, cool.
I know, I feel like my description made more sense.
Yeah, it did.
Well, you know what's interesting about this movie, too? Like, even though I say this looked dreadful in the trailers and stuff, this actually has a 73% positive on Rotten Tomatoes out of 14 reviews, to be fair. So... is that warranted, or is this worse than what I expected? So, like, what is it with this movie that makes you think one way or the other about it?
Actually, Justin, you're bearing the lead. The interesting part about this movie is it's part of Netflix's Christmas universe.
Which, man, they're coming out with, like, 10, 15, 20 movies by the end of the year that are all Christmas-themed.
And in this universe, Vanessa Hudgens plays three different characters.
Oh?
I just wanted Kurt Russell to show up as Santa Claus.
This would have been better if they were animated and went to Klaus, you know? Like, this was a part of that movie, that would have been better.
They're gonna do Santa Claus into the Santaverse.
I will say, I am. It's a good thing Game of Thrones fucked up so badly, because I think I'm more inclined to the idea of chivalrous knights now.
I must say, the 74% on Rotten Tomatoes doesn't really shock me, because this movie just kind of comes and goes, and you feel like you have the amnesia that Vanessa Ann Hudgens thinks that Circle has. I'm going to keep calling him Circle. His name's Sir Cole.
Oh, Sir Cole.
You piece of shit!
I don't know if it's going to be a... I couldn't tell watching the movie if it was a fucking pun or not. They just kept saying it, and then I just kept feeling tired and was like, when is work?
Well, I mean, okay, so if you say it's not awful awful, then is there anything good? I'm going to make that a quotable term there, but like, is there anything of merit?
There's a scene, okay, so you know how in one of these movies there's usually a scene where somebody's in danger, and one of the main characters does something that kind of saves a day? There's a scene like that in this movie where, maybe I just watch a lot of movies, but the idea of falling into ice is actually very scary to me, so I did feel a sense of danger during that scene. That's about it.
I've fallen into ice before. It's decently scary.
Okay.
I think if I could call this a good part of it, they do a better job than I expected them doing at him being surprised by modern day technology.
Ah, that old trope of the, oh, this thing, I wonder how this works kind of thing.
Yeah, but I guess they do more of a thorough job because they have nothing else they're going to do during the fucking movie.
And this description was sponsored by Alexa.
What?
Okay, that scene went on too long. I retract my thoughts on that.
He
I forgot about the
Alexa scene.
He seems
pretty chill with everything, actually.
Well, it's funny.
You know, he doesn't want to go back home after a while. Like, this is pretty dope.
Well, it's funny, too, that you joked about Game of Thrones and that stuff. The actor playing that character, Josh Whitehouse, he was going to be in that show with Naomi Watts that they canceled for the Game of Thrones spinoff.
That's too bad.
Aww. He could have eventually had a sexy Naomi Watts.
Oh, did they finally cancel that prequel show?
Not, they canceled that one, but they're doing a new one now. So apparently something was not good with this new Game of Thrones spinoff that they were like, oh, screw it. We cast all the lead roles, but screw them all. Who cares?
Shocker. Yeah. Something not good about a Game of Thrones spinoff.
So then would you say that he's okay, though, this guy, Josh Whitehouse? Or?
He's all right.
He's fine. He's okay. Circle's fine.
Okay, well,
he's, you know what, for a lot of girls, he's going to be very cute.
I'm sure, but then for the guys, will they find Vanessa Hudgens cute in this movie?
Yeah, she's alright. I mean, she's not Vanessa a bad Hudgens. Character, she's not annoying or anything.
Yeah. That,
in
that's
the very
actually
beginning of the movie, she tells a girl, hey, stop concentrating about love, work on yourself, work hard.
Well, don't that's, you think that was a weird message? Because by the end, she's like, that actually good life advice I gave you, ignore it.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, it's a weird message at the end.
You actually
I was wrong.
Very accurately described how I feel about the movie. It wasn't annoying. Like that, I guess that's the best praise I could give the movie.
Okay.
For a Christmas movie, that's some pretty good praise.
Yeah,
I agree. That's why I see it possibly getting 74%.
Sure. I mean, they have chemistry. They're not bad. They're
okay.
Pretty, you know, and they're not.
I mean, they like each other right off the bat, and she's so cool with, like, having him immediately, like, live in the house.
Yeah, she's
just a bit
seems
of a
really
door
likeable,
moment.
Though, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, that I seems guess. Very similar to, what was that movie she was in, Beastly, where she had that guy just come into her
oh,
house?
Oh,
and
get... Beastly.
Oh, God.
Beastly is horrible.
All right, it's better than Beastly.
Look, we're talking about a good
much
movie right now,
Beastly.
Justin.
Okay. I was just saying, similar premise of, like, this hot dude that comes into her doorstep, and then she invites him in to live with his house, or whatever, so, you know.
Well, thankfully, this one doesn't have an Olsen sister in it.
Oh, well, true that.
And
but honestly,
the guy playing
really...
Sir Cole, much better than Alex Pettifer.
Oh, definitely.
Wait,
oh,
I forget, did
agree.
Sir Cole have a shirtless scene? I can't remember.
He had a couple shirtless scenes.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah, but he other than it. These two lead actors, I don't see anyone here that I really recognize. I mean, there's, what's her name? Emmanuel Chiriki, who was from Entourage back in the day. She was Sloane from Entourage.
I don't know, man.
You know what else? I don't think any of the side characters were too bad either. Actually, I kind of liked the little community they had. This little Christmas snow globe of a community.
Okay.
Yeah. Who was the guy who they just randomly brought in to be the Bob Cratchit character? Who they're like, hey, you work really hard every day. here's a bunch of presents. Doesn't your life feel better? He's like, nah, I still gotta work my fucking 9 to 5.
He does. He still looks pretty bad. Like sad about. I was like, oh, this is nice for my kids. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. They did nothing to fix his life at all.
I already bought Christmas presents for them, but thanks, guys.
He's like, my kid's got a bike. He can't fucking use it till June, but.
It's always weird to me when commercialism is the selling point of the message in these Christmas movies, but it's happened a couple times this year.
Well, see, that's the weird thing. It's like when you can separate really good Christmas movies from bad ones. Like when you know what we've reviewed a couple lately on this show here, and we say like Klaus, that one works so well because it's not just a commercial message kind of thing. Where it actually does have a point to it, but it seems like a lot of Christmas movies are just Christmas is good, buy presents for your kids. Kind of stuff like that.
Well, I think what this has is it has a community aspect to it, where it's, hey, you take care of your fellow man.
Yeah, and bread with beans in it.
Okay.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Beans and toast, it's what British people eat.
I have to assume. Which, I mean, I've eaten bread and beans and toast. It's actually pretty good, to be fair. So.
I think the biggest issue with this movie is that after he's sent into the mm-hmm. back to the future, Marty. Yeah. He really, there's no ticking clock for him. There's nothing that he really has to do. There's no like,
yeah.
There's nothing that should bring him back to the past. He could very easily just live in the future and feel good about it.
Yeah,
and,
the movie literally has no stakes anywhere. This is like the safest movie to be in if you're a vampire.
He does have family in the past.
He doesn't give a shit about them.
Who you meet for 1 minute, and you don't really get like a big relationship. He just seems to be content, like
immediately content. Out He's like, I guess I'm here now. Okay then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just gotta think about cocoa in his belly. What do you want from the man?
And a chamber pot that cleans itself?
There are no stakes for the movie, which, I mean, I didn't go into this movie thinking I should be invested in the stakes, but, you know.
But to that turn, there are no unnecessary stakes to the movie. There's, like, no, like, unnecessary, like, I'm gonna cancel Christmas villain.
Oh, so there's no arbitrary bad guy, like a John Michael Higgins type or something like that coming in?
Yeah, oddly enough, I don't think there's a villain to the movie.
Yeah, it really is like the guy needs to find out how to be a knight. Like, not really a knight. It's the Christmas
he's
knight.
He's already almost. A knight.
Yeah, and he's not a dick beforehand.
He's all set.
Oh, man, this makes my head hurt. There was no villain in that movie. There's no opposing force. He just sort of goes back in time.
Well, it's funny, too, like, looking at the credits of the people who made this movie, the director here is Monica Mitchell, who pretty much exclusively makes TV movies at this point. Like, she's done a few of their shows, a couple, like, minor movies.
And she made another one.
Well, and not only that, but she's made a bunch of Christmas movies, like Hearts of Christmas, The Christmas Contract, Christmas Joy, The Royal New Year's Eve, apparently something here called Revenge Porn, which I'm very curious now, but, but yeah.
No, that's on Brazzers.
But yeah, this seems to be apparently right up her alley then with this movie. So
yeah, that doesn't shock me. It seemed like it was made by some person who probably has to make like 20 Hallmark movies a year, and it's just like, ah, fuck, I'll put this one out. It's holiday season. I gotta film this in fucking 2 days.
Okay.
What's
it called? Bradley, did you watch Noel?
Yeah, I saw Noel.
Yeah, he was on that review.
Is this would you say this is better than Noel or nah?
I think both have particular problems, but are both also harmless.
Yeah. Interesting. I will say that's a good thing about the movie. It's completely harmless.
It's harmless, you know.
Okay.
I'm just still wrapping my mind around the fact that there's no fucking villain in this movie.
Remember Anna that Bryan Cranston Disney Channel Christmas movie?
Yeah. Well, not really. There's not really enough product placement in it to be a Disney Channel movie.
Is that there's no gratuitous point when they have a guy wearing a Petco outfit like in Noel?
Yeah.
He's sent back in time by a witch, and the witch isn't even an evil witch.
You mean the old crone? That's the best part of the movie. He like wanders around crowds going, old crone. Old Crone, where are you?
Yeah, she doesn't even have a name in the credits. She's just Old Crone.
Yeah.
Isn't the movie has a few adorable, cute moments where, like, it's like the guy, like, the girl tells him, hey, go pack out some dinner rolls. And he just starts opening random dinner roll packages and licking them.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah. You said that was cute. I was just sort of like, okay.
Hey, if you have those abs, anything you do is cute.
Jeez.
I do kind of feel like hey, they worked forgave for Chris a lot Hemsworth of his fish out of water,
but not in this one.
Yeah. Look, if I drank out of a coffee cup and said, this is good, give me another, it wouldn't be cute if I did it.
Wow. We should probably move forward because there shouldn't be much more to talk about this movie, I think. So who wants to start off with their final thoughts and rating?
I will.
All right, Bradley, taking the lead.
It's, like I said, it's a harmless Christmas movie. Definitely not the worst. I think Vanessa Hutchinson and this actor, I should have looked up. My bad.
Oh, Josh Whitehouse.
Together, Whitehouse. You know,
they're cute. They're very attractive, and Whitehouse. They look good together. I do think it's awkward that it's a little pointless. Like, Vanessa Hutchins is all, oh, I broke up with my boyfriend, so I guess all love is a lie. A little extreme to feel that way, especially if you're not drinking. And he just shows up and she's like, oh, okay, I'm in love again. That's weird. I think that's a very weird message. But the way that they're in love with each other is also very, let's hold hands at recess. You know, it's not extreme or even sexual, really. It's an awkward movie. I do think that the old crone setting up this cinematic holiday extended universe for Netflix is also very bizarre, but kind of intriguing. I know I shouldn't be intrigued by that.
It's already been set up. It's just an addition to it.
Are they going to run into the cast and let it snow?
Russell comes back as Santa. I swear. I'm in every movie.
I
want to
see three
everyone.
Vanessa Hudgens in the same screen.
I'll be your go-to reviewer for these pieces of shit.
Kurt Russell appears
in just one more.
Yeah, like the old crone shows up. Have you ever heard of The Holidays? Anyways.
I sure as hell know I have.
So what'd you give it, Bradley?
I'll give this... Oh, what was the ridiculous thing? I did also want to say the children in this are horrible. They try their hardest to act cute, and when a lot of kids try to act cute, they come across as daft and slow to me, so that was very upsetting.
I mean, it's a TV movie, so kid actors are almost never good in TV movies, sadly. So.
All right, and I do feel like an asshole for even saying that, but that's my horrible truth.
It's okay.
Yeah, how about your kids? How about when they try to act cute?
No, Bradley says, stop it!
Are you trying to act cute right now? Because you're coming across as daft and slow. Out of here. I'll give this 5... meh. Out of 10.
Damn.
Wow, not even an enthusiastic rating for that. Doggy, why don't you go ahead?
Well, guys, I'm in for this universe. There's an after credits to this movie. It's like, God
there's an
damn
after
you,
credits
Netflix.
To this movie?
Yeah,
yes.
The old crone's in it.
Oh, fuck me. All right. Maybe I need to re-review
sequel.
It.
I can't fucking wait. Oh, my God. Look, this is inoffensive. It's cute. It's whatever. Your little sister's going to watch this. I'm going to watch it too. I don't know why. I didn't think this was too bad. There's a nostalgic feeling for me when watching this, whereas like, you know, watching, you know, a harmless Christmas movie, you know. Some movies have taught us, you know, you don't need a big climax like No Country for Old Men, you know.
Shut up.
No, don't you get started on that.
You asshole.
Anyways, so this movie, you know, I'm going to give this 5 out of 10 circles.
Circles. All right, and then Nathan.
It was a movie. It was on for a long period of time. I'm still perplexing myself that there was no villain to it.
It wasn't even that long a movie. It's only an hour and a half, apparently. So.
Yeah. It felt longer than The Irishman.
I paused it every 10 minutes just to simulate commercials.
I would give it 4 who put this bean in my loaf of bread out of 10.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But guys, the message was love.
Was it?
The message was that, that guy's was? Gonna... The message was that that guy's life is still shit, no matter how many presents you give his kids, oh, who are spoiled enough like as a, is.
A wonderful life sequence with the old crone.
Well, oh shit, I'd watch it.
Well, here's the thing too, also, it's like, so the time travel thing, they never address the fact, it's like, if he came from 14th century England, he's gonna be, one, carrying a bunch of germs, but two, also super susceptible to modern day germs, so I have to imagine that they'll have a very short-lived romance where he dies of, like, chicken pox or something.
Can you write the sequel? He wasn't a commoner, he was a knight, so he's
even then!
Justin, let's get Netflix on the phone. I want you to write the sequel. That sounds more interesting than the 92 minutes I spent.
Ooh, how sad would a sequel be? Him, like, dying, and his last breath was, you know, something like, at least we had
Christmas. If we're gonna get really dark, he probably gave Vanessa Hudgens like all kinds of syphilis.
It's a better story about the chaos of life in this supposed sequel than No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's the next movie, the STD before Christmas. So,
aw,
fuck.